Zycel has an actively exploited vulnerability, so patch right now. A shutdown iPhone could be hacked, and a SATCOM's hack is being blamed on Russia. All that coming up now on ThreatWire. Greetings, I am Shannon Morris, and this is ThreatWire for May 17, 2022. This is your summary of the threats to our security, privacy, and internet freedom. I have an announcement, which you have already heard if you have been listening to this month's episodes. I have a new Patreon perk to share with y'all. For years, I have always done 3 stories for free on YouTube, and they will continue to be free. And now I am adding additional work to my weekly effort to bring you the news. And in order to pay for my time, I'm including that 4th story as a new perk just for patrons. I appreciate everyone who helps make this show possible because it continues to be ad-free no matter what. We even turn off monetization on YouTube. So this is literally the only way the show is funded. So thank you so much for the support. Let's go ahead and get started with today's news. If you own Zycel networking equipment, and yes, that is how it's pronounced, they actually have a music video on their own YouTube channel dedicated to the pronunciation. A recent vulnerability in their firewall products has been patched and updating is recommended. This is a critical vulnerability tracked as CVE-2022-30525, and it was originally disclosed by Rapid7 on April 13th of this year. Zycel has pushed a silent update out 2 weeks ago, but they have now publicly disclosed the vulnerability as well. Now, in this case, the issue affects several different models of networking equipment, including the USG Flex line, USG, and APT lines with firmware 5.21 or below. The specific products it affects are ones that use firewalls that support zero-touch provisioning, or ZTP. Now, the affected firmware is ZLD 5.00 up through ZLD 5.21, patch number 1. Companies use these across the world, with Rapid7 reporting that they have found 15,000 visible and affected models on Shodan. Now, weirdly, according to their report, Zycel originally planned to release a patch for the flaw on June 14, but they silently released one ahead of schedule without indicating such to Rapid7. Rapid7 found out that a patch was released, so they publicly disclosed the flaw on May 12th. Zycel has noted that this was because of a miscommunication during the disclosure coordination process. A Metasploit module as well as a demonstration video are available online. They're very interesting to check out, and they are linked in the show notes via Patreon. Now, since many of these products are usually used in small businesses or corporate networks to give employees access to VPNs, email security, SSL inspection, protection against intrusions, etc., that means an attacker could gain access to proprietary networks should a product go unpatched. This flaw allows an attacker to gain full access to devices and networks, as it's an unauthenticated remote command injection flaw through the HTTP interface. Input is passed through unsanitized, which allows an attacker to inject arbitrary commands. Last week on Friday, Shadow Server Foundation noticed active attempts to exploit this vulnerability, and security researchers have responded by creating scripts that can detect unauthenticated remote command injections on Zycel firewalls and VPN products, like this one from Blue Ninja. Now, if you can't update to the latest patch right now, mitigation also includes disabling WAN access to the admin web interface. A brand new attack surface has been found in iOS's Find My service, which could allow an attacker to mess around with firmware and load malware onto an iPhone's Bluetooth chipset while the iPhone is set to off. Yes, you heard that right. Bluetooth and other communication chipsets like NFC and UWB or ultra wideband still operate when the phone is turned off in a mode called low power mode, which preserves power but still lets things like Find My and Express card transactions work. Now, the drawback is these chips also have access to a secure element, which is also called SE, since according to researchers with the Secure Mobile Networking Lab at the Technical University of Darmstadt, the Bluetooth and UWB chips are hardwired right into the SE on the NFC chip. As such, wireless protocols are not shut down completely when your phone is turned off, and they could be used as an attack surface. Devices that are affected include the iPhone 11, 12, and 13, all of which have that UWB support. Now, Bluetooth firmware is not signed or encrypted, and this issue could be used to infect the chip with malware if an attacker had elevated access. They would have to have some kind of access to the operating system and modify the firmware or do code execution over the air. The researchers who discovered this novel issue will present it at WISEC 2022 down in San Antonio. And while the problem has been disclosed to Apple, Apple did not respond with any remediation or mitigation techniques. Software or firmware updates would not fix it since this is a hardware issue. Before we get started in story number three, I want to say a big shout out to my Hush Puppy Perk level patrons for sharing their fur baby or feather baby photos and for the support. And also thank you so much to No One Special and Wayward Viking for joining the alliance over on patreon.com/threatwire. Y'all helped us hit 810 Patreon Alliance members, all of whom get access to a fourth news story. Check that out if you are interested. Let's go ahead and finish out today's episode with my last top story, all about this major satellite hack that happened a few months ago, and it was previously mentioned on an episode of ThreatWire. The Five Eyes countries have formally blamed Russia for being behind a cyber attack on a satellite communications provider directly before the military invasion of Ukraine. Now, the attack happened on February 24th, 1 hour before the invasion occurred, and it took down operations of the KASAT satellite network, which is operated by Viasat. Now, this not only affected Ukraine, but also several European countries by affecting wind farms and internet operations. There were communications outages for several different countries, not only for users, but for public authorities and businesses. Viasat ended up sending out 30,000 modems to customers in order to get them back online after their modems were hit. The countries who formally blamed Russia include Australia, Canada, New Zealand, the UK, and the US, plus Ukraine and the EU. According to Sentinel-1, the attackers used acid rain data wiping malware with the intention of infecting modems with the wiper plus a botnet called VPN filter, which has been attributed to the Russian cyber group Sandworm. Hey, do you want to see more tech videos from me? Check out my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/ShannonMorse for everything from tech reviews to security tutorials. And with that, do not forget to like and subscribe to Hack5 as well. I'm Shannon Morse, and I'll see you on the internet.